Welcome to the Chronically Healthy Life Show. When you hear the word chronically, do you automatically associate it with chronic disease? I know we all do. It's been programmed right into us. But what if we flip the whole idea on its head? Let's discover how we can create chronic health in our bodies, our minds, our finances, our relationships, and of course, in our lives. Let's jump right on in. I'm Andy, and joining me in all things is Minna.
You know, I'm bummed that my favorite show is over.
So, which is your favorite show?
So, my favorite show is actually The Marvelous Miss Maisel, Mrs. Maisel. I like how they end the show. There's lots of swearing, so it's not for kids. But I love the ending. You know, how her parents finally accepted her, what she does. And they're actually proud of her. And her ex-husband still loves and supports her. And, you know, she finally gets her big break in her career. Happy ending.
I so agree. You know, I really love that show too. I think it's so empowering. And of course, it was entertaining at the same time. I was laughing throughout the whole series. And it also shows how we often see these overnight successes. Well, they may seem like they're overnight success, but behind the scenes, these successful people, they had so much struggling that happened for so many years.
Yep. So in the end, I think she finally got her dream career and definitely financial freedom. And she kept on working really hard because she loves it. She doesn't need the money, but she kept her career going on in, you know, just because she loves what she does. And in our show, we talk about LIFE, which stands for longevity, independence, family, and environment. So finance is actually a really big part of independence. We often heard people talk about financial freedom, but what does financial freedom actually mean? And specifically, what does it mean to you?
Well, for me, you know, I think it really means that I don't need to actively work anymore. So that doesn't mean I want to stop working. I honestly think once you stop working, you're dead. Right? So you want to continue working, but you want to do something that you love to do. It means I don't have to work for the money, but doing what I love. It means I can choose to work on something that is truly meaningful for me. And of course, to buy some of the toys and gadgets that I want, right? And you know, last year, we actually interviewed Rachel Cruz, daughter of Dave Ramsey, and she gave us some great advice on financial freedom. We're going to post a snippet of that interview in the comments, so make sure you check it out after the show.
And actually, financial freedom means something different to everybody. But if we are focusing just on building wealth, then Tony Robbins has talked about how he has this 5 levels of wealth building. It's kind of like a hierarchy of some sort. Mm-hmm. So on the bottom, at least, everyone wants and needs financial security. Mm-hmm. So financial security is the base amount of income that you need to cover your rent or mortgage, your utilities, insurance, food, and transportation costs, just the spare necessities. And we're not talking, we're only talking about like a roof over your head. We're not talking like a 10,000 square feet mansion. So financial security is really the minimum that you need to live comfortably.
And, you know, the second level is financial vitality. And that is the amount you need for financial security, plus a little extra to cover some of your indulgence, you know, your indulgences like clothing, dining, and of course, entertainment. And maybe some other small luxuries that make your life just a little sweeter, which may mean like a fancy coffee once in a while, or maybe concert tickets once a year. You know, honestly, I think this is where the majority of the people are without them even realizing it. They have everything that they need and maybe some extras like toys and travel, but they are not quite financially independent yet.
So, right. Now, level 3 is financial independence, which means you have the amount you need and some luxuries that you're accustomed to, but not having to work for it. Really, this is just where we are as well. We are transitioning from active income to passive income. So active income means money that you get from like your job or your business. But the minute you stop working, you stop getting paid. passive income, on the other hand, will keep coming to you even though you're not working. So the most common one is probably rental income, but there are also people that live on dividends, interest, and royalties. So there are many different possibilities of passive income, and you just need to find the one that works for you.
And level four is commonly called financial freedom. We heard the term a lot, and you know, really money-wise, financial freedom, all it means is that you have enough money to pay for everything that you need and the luxuries you have now without working. Plus maybe a few more bigger luxuries you want, maybe like a beach house, a luxury cruise, or sometimes maybe something a little more extravagant.
Like a plane.
Like a plane. Private plane, right?
Well, most people think that that's where it stops, but that's actually level five. So having absolute financial freedom, that means that you have enough money to do anything and buy anything you want forever without ever working. And in my mind, that also means that you can donate a large portion of your money to charity and still live a luxurious life forever.
That is so true. And, you know, I think when it comes down to people, everyone has a different number in mind when you think about their financial freedom, because they have different things they want, right? And if you want a simple life, then maybe you don't need a lot, right? You can just get by the basics. But if you want to own your own soccer team, perhaps, then maybe you just gonna need a little bit more.
I have no idea how much that costs.
I have no idea.
So unfortunately, there are families that in general that are just slipping back a little. Whether we may have financial vitality or maybe even financial independence before, they may be actually falling backwards and just having financial security. And those who used to just have financial security, you know, they're not the only ones on the bottom. The situation is actually getting worse. Mm-hmm. Now, a big part of this population is in a lot of debt, and that debt amount is growing every year. And part of the reason is inflation, mm-hmm. right? I mean, we saw inflation last year that held us around 7% nationally. And depending on where you are, that your inflation rate may actually be higher. And I'm sure that most people, if you have the same job in the same position, it's not likely that you're going to get a matching 7% raise on your salary just to match inflation, which means that your buying power is actually shrinking and you have to forego some of those small luxuries like clothing or, you know, concert tickets.
And to be honest, you know, 7%, that's what everyone's saying. But if you look at food, you look at gas, there's certain things that you're buying on an ongoing basis that's probably even closer to 15 to 20%. And I know no one got that as a raise to match that inflation, which is why we have Amber Willingham with us today as our guest. Amber is a bankruptcy lawyer. And while you tend to want to shy away from bankruptcy lawyers, from even thinking about the word bankruptcy, I think she's going to give you so much helpful information from her perspective on what that actually means and how it may change your life. So stay tuned. Hi everyone, it's Andy from Chronically Healthy Life, and on this week's Biohack, we want to talk about charcoal, right? We're in Texas, we love barbecue, and I'm sure everyone knows what this is, and it's a piece of charcoal. Well, we're not talking about this type of charcoal. So charcoal in general, you're gonna find it in your home to clean your water. Do you have charcoal filters to clean your water? And basically what they're using there is just to neutralize some of the toxins coming into your water supply and also to neutralize the smells of your water. But you know, charcoal has many uses. They can actually help detoxify toxins. It helps detoxify chemicals in the foods that you eat. And even in medieval times, it was used to detoxify poisons like cyanide and mercury and everything, right? So how do you use charcoal? Well, right here, I have a few types of charcoal that we use. And the first one is activated charcoal here. And this type, as you can see, there are like little cylindrical forms. This type we do not eat, all right?
This is a type that we leave in a container like this in a refrigerator to detoxify smells, to take away, you know, some smells from foods, and also to take a pull out whatever toxins is left in our vegetables and fruits that are actually in our fridge, right? Great way to do it. We use this instead of the whole Arm and Hammer baking soda. And another good thing is you can actually just leave this around your house and it actually purifies the air around your house. The next one is here. This is activated charcoal. This is made from, you know, actually all these activated charcoal are made from coconut husk, right? Like they basically burn, you know, char up the coconut husk. But this is the type that you can actually ingest. And me and Minna, we actually put about a teaspoon of this. Yeah, it's about a teaspoon, right? About a teaspoon of this into our coffee every day. And once again, this is a great way to detoxify any heavy metals that you might be ingesting in your foods. Because guess what? There are heavy metals in our foods, you know, because it's coming in from the soil, it's coming in from the water. We can't control that, right? So this is a great way to detoxify that. This is great also when you have any food poisoning. If you're feeling that you ate something wrong, eat this and it'll help a lot. And the thing that's really good with activated charcoal is it is very specific in your body. It helps detoxify toxins, but it does not interfere with you absorbing vitamins, nutrients, and phytochemicals, right? So this only, you know, targets toxins in your body. And, you know, we talked about toxins in the soil, toxins in the water. And, you know, I think that's one of the main reasons, in my opinion, why Chinese medicine doesn't work anymore, because of the toxin environments that they're grown in. So what do you do about that? Well, guess what? You can get this. This is activated charcoal. And this actually comes in chips, and you can see, like that. And what you do is you actually mix this into your garden soil. So we mix this into our garden soil for all our organic grown vegetables and fruits. And what this allows it does is actually pulls all the chemicals and heavy metals out of the soil. So even though you may have toxic soil in your area, guess what? This makes sure this does not go into your organically grown produce, right? Because this is the problem that we have. We have no control of this when we're outside. That's why we ingest this. But what I'm really excited about is this specific type of carbon. It's called carbon C60. And this specific type of carbon is called super charcoal. And this is something that me and Minna has been just complimenting in our diets, in our skincare, because there are studies here, and of course it's been done with mice, we haven't done it with humans yet, but it has doubled the life of the mice. So imagine, you know, me and Minna, we always talk about living to 150. The average life nowadays in the US is what, 75, 80 years old? Guess what? Maybe you start supplementing with this. There you go, bang! We have our 150 years old. So this also fights inflammation, improves longevity. It also improves your neurons, so that you have better firing in the brain. And of course, this actually detoxes everything out. It just kills bacteria on the spot. So you have a stomach bug, take a few drops of that and you're good. Anyways, that are our tips for this week. And it's time to not use this charcoal, but all these forms of charcoal at home. Goodbye now.
Welcome back to the Chronically Healthy Life Show. With so much uncertainty in the stock market, in the job market, and even the economy, it really doesn't take much to get thrown off the track. Maybe it's a bad stock investment. Maybe you got laid off at a high-paying job. Or maybe you just spent more than you earned, and now that you feel like you're just drowning in the sea of debt, barely staying afloat, making payments just to keep your home, paying your utilities, or just feeding your family. So what are you gonna do, right? You know, when it all seems hopeless, our guest this week, Amber Willingham, bankruptcy lawyer, she's gonna swoop in like a superhero, and she's gonna help you out of the situation. Hi, Amber, welcome to the show.
Hi, Andy. Thanks for having me.
Great. Hi. So can you tell us a little bit more about yourself and, you know, why did you choose to specialize in bankruptcy law?
Well, I have been an attorney for about 20 years. And in that time, prior to becoming an attorney, I interned with a bankruptcy attorney. And to be honest, I hated it. I thought, oh, there's no way I'm ever going to do this. This is crazy. This is not what being an attorney is. But it turns out it is what being an attorney is. I've done every aspect of bankruptcy law. I've worked with judges. I've worked with trustees. I've worked with creditors. And now I'm taking that knowledge and applying it towards debtor's work.
Wow, that is so amazing. You know, but there's just so much, you know, stigmata. I don't even really quite know how to use a term, you know, about people that has declared bankruptcy. Because I find that people associate, you know, people that declare bankruptcy as someone that was probably bad with the finances and squandered it all off to get themselves into this crazy amount of debt. And then, you know, they think that bankruptcy is just this badge of shame. And they do whatever they can to try to get out of it, which a lot of times I find actually puts them into more debt and then worse, you know, into a worse financial situation. You know, can you really clarify what bankruptcy was designed for and maybe some situations where you helped people out where this wasn't the case?
Well, I mean, Andy, that's true. I mean, it's got a horrible stigma to it. But like you said, when somebody finds himself in a situation where they are already spending what they make, and then all of a sudden they don't make that much. Well, mm-hmm. Those bills don't go away. The bills stay there. And most of my clients, by the time they come to me, they have tried every avenue and they are so far gone that there is no way out. And honestly, turning to bankruptcy is the responsible thing to do. It's the only thing to do in certain situations. I mean, you've got to keep your home. You've got to keep your family fed. And oftentimes a Chapter 13 bankruptcy will help you breathe. It allows you a moment to pause. And it creates what's called the automatic stay, so that your creditors can't call you anymore. They can't collect on you. They can't foreclose on your home. They can't repo your car. They have to sit and wait. They have to file their motions, and they have to wait and see what you're going to do with regard to your responsibilities. And it's just, honestly, Andy, it's a breather. It's a moment to take stock. Let me, as your attorney, be the wall between you and your creditors, and help you take stock, help you prioritize, and create a budget for you, and one that will help you keep your home, keep your car, and help you. A lot of times I am helping people realize, oh, okay, I need to cut back on the Netflix and the streaming services, and I need to cut back on X, Y, and Z in order to pay what's important. Having it all in black and white is an eye-opener for a lot of people. Does it still have a stigma? I suppose it does. I suppose there's no way around that. But seeing what I have seen, I think it's the responsible thing to do. It's what it was created for. It's a fresh start. It provides people who have had situations, and oftentimes it's not their fault. You know, most of my clients that I have come to me with a lawsuit pending, and it scares them to death. And lawsuits are scary. You know, you get this notice, and it's very official, and it tells you, you got 20 days to file an answer, or we're going to come take your things. They're not going to take your things. They can't take your things. They have to follow a process, especially when you're talking about credit cards. And using credit cards to pay your mortgage payment or to make your car payments or to live while you're looking for this next job is not really a beneficial thing to do. And it's actually, like you said, it creates more harm. It's better just to get advice. Doesn't necessarily mean that you have to file a bankruptcy, but it's good to get that advice and find out where you stand, what your options are. In bankruptcy, while for most people, it's the last step, it shouldn't be, because it can save a lot of heartache.
That makes so much sense. So what situations have you seen that people got into that situation where they were behind bills? Like, you know, what situations do you help people out of?
Well, and with COVID, you know, it put a whole new realm of people into focus, because a lot of people, they got sick. They lost their jobs because people weren't working. And then you had the mortgage companies coming in and saying, okay, we'll defer these mortgage payments. A lot of the people that I see that took advantage of the deferment didn't understand that that meant that they had to pay it all at once when it was time to start making the mortgage payment. And I have many clients who spent 2-3 years without making a mortgage payment, and all of a sudden they have $20,000 to $30,000 due right then, and they're freaking out. Putting them in a bankruptcy if the mortgage company won't treat it as a forbearance and put it on the end of the mortgage, then we put them in a Chapter 13 bankruptcy, and we can pay that out over the course of 5 years. A lot of my clients had businesses that failed during the pandemic, and they're still having a hard time. They're struggling. When you have a small business, as you know, we as small business owners guarantee a lot of notes. If we have a lease on an office space or a lease on a copier or any sort of equipment, we're guaranteeing that because most places won't let you do that without some sort of guarantee. So we become personally liable even if we are an LLC or C corp or an S corp. A lot of my clients this is kind of sad, but a lot of the situations are they're taking care of their kids, their adult children who have fallen on hard times. And so mom and dad, who are elderly and on a fixed income, start taking care of junior and it puts them in a bind. It puts them behind on their bills. The scariest part is when you get behind on either your HOA or your mortgage, because your HOA, they will foreclose on your home. And they'll do it rapidly. You miss 1 year of HOA dues and you're going to find it triples fees and attorney fees and interest and collection fees. And people don't have that kind of money to pay it all at once. If I can't get somebody in a payment plan, I recommend a bankruptcy. It will alleviate the situation and create a fresh start for them.
You know, I think that is so true, because it sounds like so many people that you helped over the last couple of years is situations that were unforeseen that came to them. Like you said, maybe their business went out or they lost their job or wherever it may be. Or that deferment plan for the mortgage is huge, because a lot of people thought that it's forgiven. Oh, yeah, you know, I'll worry about it later because I can't pay for it now and that is forgiven. But they don't realize at some point they need to pay that back on top of their existing mortgage payments. Mm-hmm. And I think that is a very good point, because even now, I think a lot of people don't even know that, right? Because when they said it's deferred out, they figure, oh, well, it'll be small payments. But no, you have to pay that lump sum back along with your existing mortgage payments, which may bump your payment up so high that it's not what you originally planned to pay, right?
Right. Most likely your mortgage payment, this is the way, you know, as Americans, this is how we work. Our mortgage payment is the maximum of what we can afford in most cases. And you start adding, you know, well, we're going to have to add $600 a month to make up for those deferred payments. People can't afford it. It's, you know, they're having to choose between, do I buy my insulin or do I make my mortgage payment?
Exactly. Exactly. And one of the things that you mentioned that once you file for bankruptcy, there's what do you call it, a stay? Like it just stops everything?
An automatic stay. It's part of the bankruptcy code. So once that bankruptcy is filed, creditors cannot collect against you. And that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what type of bankruptcy you file. 7, 13, 11, 5. Now we have chapter 5s for small businesses. It creates what is called the automatic stay. The automatic stay precludes anybody from collecting or even contacting you. There's this thing that we learned in law school called res ipsa loquitur. It's Latin for the thing speaks for itself. So a collection company collecting against somebody in a bankruptcy is res ipsa loquitur. They are fined automatically. There doesn't have to be any proof. There doesn't have to be a trial. It is an automatic fine. So oftentimes this causes problems. And I just recently had a client who had an issue. We filed a Chapter 7 for him, and he is keeping his truck, and he's doing what we call reaffirmation. So we reaffirm the debt, stating mm-hmm. we were not behind at the time that we filed, and we want to reaffirm the debt and act as if the bankruptcy didn't happen. Mm-hmm. But until you get that reaffirmation, some companies just have a strict policy. Once they see a bankruptcy, they're not allowed to talk to you.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And so they froze his account. He can't make a payment, mm-hmm. and he can't, they won't speak to him. So, and it happens sometimes. And what I recommend people do is during that small window, it's a speed bump, if you will. And it happens during the first month. And the companies can call me and get permission to talk to them. Most likely they won't. They want to wait for that reaffirmation. Correct. Just hang on to that payment that you were going to make. And maybe make double next month. Just don't spend that money thinking that you're not going to be making that payment, is always my recommendation. And but anyway, that automatic stay is very powerful.
And I think the very big one that a lot of viewers would like to hear is it stops the calls of those creditors, because sometimes those guys sound like the mafia the way they talk to you, right?
They're mean. Yeah. I agree. They're terrible. And I mean, it's a job. I'm sure they're nice people at home, but you know, they can be mean. They probably were made for that kind of job. But the fact of the matter is you don't even have to have a bankruptcy on file for them to stop. You just give them my name and say, I'm filing a bankruptcy. Mm-hmm. Here's my name, my attorney's name and number, and they will call me. And oh, wow. They will continue to call me until I have a case for them.
Okay, great. And then, like, you know, for bankruptcies, a lot of people, because you mentioned that, you know, I guess under most situations that you don't lose your home, because I think a lot of people, they're afraid of bankruptcy, because like you said, the home is probably your biggest purchase that you're ever going to make in your life. And I think a lot of people, when they file for bankruptcy, they think they're going to lose the home. Like,
and you're absolutely right. That's the biggest fear. They're afraid they're going to lose. Some people are afraid they're going to go to debtor's prison. I've had a couple of people afraid of that. But there is no debtor's prison any longer. And you will not lose your home. We live in Texas, and we are fortunate to have state exemptions in Texas that allow you to exempt 100% of your equity in your home. There are some states that don't allow that. There is a federal exemption, but it's very limited. But in Texas, if you come to me, you want to file a bankruptcy and you own your home and you're behind on your home, I'm going to put you in a Chapter 13 bankruptcy. I'm going to exempt your home under state assets, state mm-hmm. exemptions, and we will pay off your arrearages over the course of a Chapter 13 plan. Now, if you own your home in your current, we can file a Chapter 7. Your house is exempt. Mm-hmm. Now, that's not for everywhere in the nation.
Correct.
State of Texas that allows for 100% exemption of your homestead.
That is amazing. And you know, I know you mentioned a little earlier about situations how people found themselves in debt or unexpected debt, like things can happen. And, you know, we just want to share with the viewers out there, you know, we're very transparent for everything that we do when it comes to our health or even our finances. And several years ago, we actually, while we were in California, we got hit with one of these situations that you're talking about, and we had to file for bankruptcy, right? And it was just one of those situations where we thought we're helping people, we're doing investments, we're buying mobile homes for people, and refinancing for them, and they just stopped paying, and we got taken advantage of by our contractors, and next thing you know, there's just so much debt from our heart trying to help people mm-hmm. that, you know, that not getting into the whole thing, but the IRS thought that we started owing more than we actually did. We're, you know, is this in this situation now with the economy, maybe it looked like you made money on paper, but in fact, you lost actually a lot of money.
Yeah.
On paper, and you know, they didn't like the losses and they just assessed a certain amount. And it's just one of those situations, even for us, you know, we're Asian, you know, bankruptcy is like the worst stigmata you can have as an Asian. And, you know, even that for us was one of the ways out. And, you know, it's funny because none of our California friends knew it. None of our parents. We'd even tell our parents.
Yeah.
Right? You know, but
top secret.
Yeah, it's all top secret because it's shameful, right? You know, meanwhile, we're hustling. We're working 2-3 jobs, trying to keep everything going, making the payments. And it got to the point that, yeah, we're underwater. Bankruptcy was the only way out. So, you know, I just really want to share that with a lot of viewers because it's like a lot of people don't know that if this is a way to protect you when shit hits a fan. I don't even know if I can say that on TV, but, you know, it
happened. We did. You know,
and, you know, and I just want people to know it's not a shameful way. You know, it was designed to help us. Like, you know, what are your thoughts on that? Because I'm sure there are a lot of people that are in similar situations that are just too scared to file for bankruptcy.
Well, I have a couple of thoughts on that. And my first is a question. Do you think that had you not waited to the last minute, that maybe you could have saved the business? Do you think you waited too long to file the bankruptcy?
Oh, for sure. Because we did everything you said to do. You know, we asking for the mortgage to defer the mortgage. Okay, we'll worry about later because we figure we'll worry about later. That then that came up. And so, oh my God, is this like exactly what you said? It was literally right at 30,000. Now with a lump sum of this 30,000 payment, where is that gonna come from? Right. And then we just kept using credit card debt to try to pay for others. It was a horrible situation.
Yeah, robbing Peter to pay Paul.
Yeah, right. But like I said, I think right now, everything going on in the economy, it's a lot of people are in that same situation, but you know, they're afraid to, you know, to even talk to a bankruptcy lawyer. Maybe it is for them, maybe it isn't, right?
Well, and you know, I have to think that something like that would affect your health as well.
Oh, I mean,
because the stress, the lack of sleep, I have so many clients that after we talk for the first time, you know, they're in tears. They can sleep, you know, because they were so afraid to call me. And I hate for that stigma to be out there because just because you're calling me does not mean that you're locked in. You're going to owe me money now and we're doing this thing. No, when people call me, I'm going to talk them through it. I'm going to get as much information as I can out of this. And I'm going to give them my knee jerk and say, okay, here's the plan. There's nothing wrong with planning for a bankruptcy as long as you're not borrowing money in order to discharge it. But there's nothing wrong with going ahead and making the plan and setting everything right so that you can do it right. And in cases with businesses, there's nothing wrong with consulting with a bankruptcy attorney just to see, can I save my business? Is this an option? Because, you know, it might have been in your case. It might have been, you know, had you initially consulted with somebody, I don't know. But I think that honestly, while it is usually the last worst case scenario, it's actually it's a responsible move.
I love that. I love that. And like I said, you know, I'm just hoping that we can help more people get themselves out of that situation rather than stressing about overnight, waiting for all these creditors to call them. You know, it's crazy town because it's scary. You know, we got those creditor calls.
Yes.
And seriously, I thought they're going to set a hitman out to, you know.
they may have. Way, you know?
Right. So, no, I think that's amazing. Thank you, Amber. So, let me ask you this, you know, for people that wants to work with you, what is the best way? What's the first step? What's the first step to get a hold of you? Like, you know, to get the things rolling.
My phone number is on the screen, 713-444-1370. You can reach out, call me, tell me your situation, and we'll talk about it. I mean, the initial consultation is free. I advertise 30 minutes free, and it never is 30 minutes. It's always well over that. I'm never going to charge you for a phone call. If you sign with me and we'll go through it, it's just a flat fee, bankruptcy fee for whatever chapter you're filing, and they vary. Again, the initial consultation is free, and I'd love to chat and maybe relieve your anxieties relieve. You never know. After talking to me, you may go, you know what? I don't need to file bankruptcy. I'm going to be fine without it. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing wrong if you do need to file bankruptcy. Right. I mean, sometimes that's what it was made for.
Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing all this wealth of information. I hope this helps the viewers out there that may be facing a similar financial situation where they feel that they're drowning in debt. Give Amber a call. All her information is right here on the screen, and she'll walk you through if it's something that's going to be for you, or maybe, you know, you can get out of it, but give her a call. Thank you so much for being on the show, Amber.
Thank you.
When we hear chronically, we tend to think about chronic diseases and pains, but it doesn't have to be. You can be chronically healthy. Having a chronically healthy life means everything to us. Life stands for longevity, independence, family, and environment. And when you have these four things figured out, your life is going to be beautiful.
Our biggest threat to our health is hidden in plain sight. It is in our water. We can't see the poison and the radiation in our waters, but it is hurting us. Our soils are so depleted of nutrients, and when our soils are depleted, so are our foods. Our air is filled with pollution and chemtrails that there are days when we can't even go out and breathe the air. All these threats that we can't see, we can't hear, and we can't feel, but it is certainly hurting us.
There are more and more unexplained heart attacks, unexplained terminal cancer, unexplained young health adults suddenly dying for no explanation at all. Doctors are baffled. What happens when doctors don't have an answer? What happens if you ask your teacher a question and they don't have an answer for you? You go find your answer somewhere else.
And that's why we created Chronically Healthy Life. We are here to give you answers on how to keep you healthy and your family healthy. There is so much information, we can't tell you everything during our show, but we can keep you informed through our newsletters.
So go to chronicallyhealthylife.com and sign up for our newsletters. It is free and it is our gift to you. We want you to have a chronically healthy life, and we are here to help you get there. So go to chronicallyhealthylife.com and sign up. And when you sign up, you also get a free downloadable book, our book, Gut Matters, to start you on your journey towards optimal health.
Hi, I'm Sarah Stockham, and I'm host of Simply Sarah. Join me Thursdays at 3 p.m. Pacific on the Achieve TV network for the best energetic tools to elevate your amazing life right here on E360 TV.
Welcome back to the Chronically Healthy Life Show. I just so love talking to Amber. She has so much information, and I just wish that we knew her earlier. It would have solved a lot of grief for us. But, you know, on a national level, I think we are actually sort of heading downhill, aren't we?
Oh, for sure. Everything's come crashing down these days, right? I mean, have you heard of the debt ceiling?
Yeah, it's all over the news, the debt ceiling, what's going to happen, that, you know, they're figuring it out. But seriously, what is the debt ceiling?
So on a personal level, right, a lot of people have some type of debt, right, like mortgages, credit card debt, student loans, car leases, which means somebody is lending you that money to buy the thing that you wanted, whether it's a car or a house or an education. So what do you do if you max out all your credit?
That's simple. You just get another credit card, right? And when you're not approved for your credit cards anymore to roll over your payments from one credit card to another credit card, you get a personal line of credit or a personal loan, right? That's what most people do. And it's pretty insane.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we did for a while too. And we were in a good place then. But what it means is that we're still looking for, there's still that someone that has to lend you the money. But what if you have maxed out all the sources? You messed up everything that you can borrow, and no one is going to ever lend you money anymore.
Well, you call Amber, right? But no, seriously, I think you're just really screwed, because at that point, what else are you going to do?
Well, on a personal level, you may have to look for help, like, you know, like a I guess, Amber, for businesses, this is where you see businesses filing for bankruptcy because they need the protection. They can't keep up with the payments and they need time to reprocess everything. But do you know what that means for a country?
I guess that's where debt ceiling comes in, right?
Exactly. So debt ceiling means exactly that. You borrow the maximum amount you're allowed to, and you can't borrow anymore. And since 1960, before we were even born, which is 63 years ago, the debt ceiling has been raised 78 times.
Wow.
Which means more than once a year. For a country, excuse me, a state, a county, or municipalities, most of the time, the borrowing comes from bonds. Mm-hmm. They issue government bonds as a way to borrow money from people. And in exchange, they agree to pay them back the money in a few years plus interest. But what if they can't make those payments?
That is so true. I always hear back in, oh, government bonds are the best investments because you get a good return and the government always pays you back, right? I guess that's not always the case.
Well, you've heard of, you know, governments going bankrupt, right?
Mm-hmm.
So most people don't know that every municipality is registered as a business,
mm-hmm.
which means they can actually declare bankruptcy just like any business would. And we do see cities and counties filing for bankruptcy every now and then. And then there are also countries that are bankrupt. Mm-hmm. And when that happens, the people really suffers. United Nations last year, they published an article that lists 54 poor countries that are actually on the verge of default.
And, you know, honestly, I hate to say it, but I think US is heading that way too. You know, that's why we're seeing all this hyperinflation. The US dollar is just getting worse and worse against other currencies. And of course, we're all seeing with the interest rates, they're just shooting straight up, you know, and there's so many layoffs because at the end of the day, it's the bottom line, people. People need to keep the stock market happy, right? You need to lay people off to make the numbers all balance.
Well, first of all, let's just give you an idea how much is a trillion. You know, it sounds like a lot, but how much is it? So, you know, let's put it in a different way. You know, every day we have 24 hours, which is equivalent to 86,400 seconds a day. So 1 million seconds, that would bring us back to about 11 days ago, right? 1 billion seconds, that would bring us back 31 years. How much do you think a trillion seconds would bring us?
I don't know, a few hundred years?
A trillion seconds would bring us back to about 30,000 BC, plus or minus a few hundred years.
30,000 BC is 1 trillion.
That's how much it is.
Wow, that is crazy. And the US has what, 31.4 trillion mm-hmm. in debt. You know, where did all this money go?
Good question. I'm going to say Social Security, Medicare, military, political campaigns. Definitely not to the people.
Yeah, you know, it's scary, right? You know, what else can the country do at this point?
Well, I mean, here in the U.S., they're talking about alternatives like payment product prioritization, which means that the government is deciding which debts to pay first
mm-hmm.
and which ones they're not going to make payments on. And that's pretty much what people do when they run out of money. I mean, countries also have credit ratings, too, mm-hmm. and similar to your credit score. And if a country starts defaulting on their payments, their credit rating also goes down, which would make them more difficult to borrow money.
Well, that's actually really hard to imagine. Like you said, it's like when it comes to paying bills, you want to keep your house, you pay your mortgage, right? But you may stop paying your pet sitter, your babysitter, or whatever it may be. You need to pay water, pay electricity, but everything else you can stop paying. But it seems like this can really happen. If the last few years have taught us anything, it is anything can happen, right? It's like all the things we happened in the last 3 years, none of us could have thought any of that can happen. And, you know, all we are trying to say is that you need to take action. You need to take action before now, to protect your money. And sometimes keeping your money as money may not be the best way to go. Chinese people, you know, we traditionally like to use gold, right? It's whenever we have marriages, whenever we give people stuff. Back in the day, we get gold as a commodity. And it's an alternative to having cash because guess what? Gold is a rare commodity and its value keeps going up, especially in rough times, right?
Basically, but fun fact, did you know that back in the war days, I forgot which war, the government actually asked people to surrender their gold?
Surrender their gold.
I mean, they made it illegal to have gold so that people would actually take the gold to the government and hand it over. Isn't that insane?
Wow. They asked for their gold. And from my understanding, they gave them very little for gold and then they flipped it around. And
they don't give you anything for the gold.
Oh, they just took
you. You surrender it. It's legal. Oh, wow. It's like declaring a gun to be illegal and you have to hand over your guns.
That's crazy. And of course, we're not financial experts, but we do see investment experts that are recommending people to turn to different investments such as gold and silver. Some like crypto, some don't. You know, that is your decision. That's really up to you to decide what you want to do. But Mina, you're a financial coach. You know, what would you recommend people do in these times?
Well, I do want people to have some emergency fund in case like their car breaks down or they need to go to hospital or something. So those funds, they do need to be in cash because they're meant for emergencies. So it has to be readily available. But other than that, do what you're comfortable with. I mean, diversify by holding different types of assets, and you really have to manage and guard your assets like a hawk. Don't depend on anyone else. Assets and investing is a skill that you can learn. And the math is actually very simple. It's just additions and subtractions. All you need to do is just go read some good books, follow the experts that you trust. It's really not that hard if you want to live a chronically healthy life. That life needs to be supported by some type of money or an asset.
And of course, you know, medical expenses, they are one of the largest expenses to, you know, aging people as we get older. And one of the top reasons that puts people right into bankruptcy. And that's why we are so adamant that you want to take charge of your health now so you stay healthy throughout your life. Because a lot of people, you don't need to get sick when you get old. So if you manage to stay healthy, it can save you a ton of money. I was going to say something else. And it can save you a lot of pain and suffering. To me, that's a win-win.
Absolutely. I mean, if you look at those retirement calculators, they ask you how old you are and they expect you to have to make so many tens of thousands of dollars in medical bills as you get older. But hey, if you don't get sick, you don't need to save up that tens and hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Well, you know, and the funny thing is, you know, how they calculate your life, a lot of it, they assume you're going to die by 80. What happens if you live to 90, right? You know, and there are some people that's living 90, you know, we're going up to celebrate your dad's birthday, right? Actually, this weekend for the show, and he's turning
90,
right? Which is amazing, right? So, you know, take care of your health, people. I think that's so important. After the short break, we're going to be giving you some more tidbits. Stay tuned.
We all hope to age gracefully so we can enjoy our later years full of energy, vitality, and good health. But so often, with age, our bodies start to show signs that things just aren't as they used to be. Our energy, skin, healing and recovery time, sleep, it all just seems to go downhill. Unless you're using LifeWave X39. The world's first product ever to activate stem cells. A true breakthrough in regenerative science that helps restore our bodies to a healthier, more youthful state in a way no other product can. The secret? By harnessing the power of LifeWave's patented phototherapy, X39 uses light to elevate a peptide proven to signal the activation of stem cells. Think about it. These are the cells that generate and regenerate all the cells and structures of the human body. They're the building blocks for our organs, tissues, blood, and immune system. They also serve as an internal repair system everywhere. But as we age, stem cells become less effective. Their ability to repair damaged tissue is reduced. In fact, by age 60, they've slowed dramatically. But all that changes when just one LifeWave X39 patch is placed anywhere on the body each day. Instead of older and less effective stem cells, X39 supports the production of younger and healthier stem cells. This amazing level of control over your vitality and well-being was simply not possible, let alone this easy, until now. Look what people are saying about LifeWave X39. Backed by clinical studies, multiple patents, and 20 years of development, any one of these benefits would be impressive. But X39 is so effective, it can influence everything about your body. How you look, feel, perform, and heal. It's time you experience the power of X39.
Hello, we are Mutts & Meows Rescue, a 501c3 nonprofit, foster-based, no-kill group. Mutts & Meows Rescue pulls dogs and cats from surrounding shelters in the greater Houston area. We even pick up dogs and cats abandoned on the streets. Mutts & Meows Rescue is foster-based and rely on your donations to keep rescuing. To know more about us is to know more about our furry friends and help them find their forever homes. Come visit us at Mutts & Meows Rescue on Facebook today and decide how you can make a difference.
Welcome back to Chronically Healthy Life. So in this episode, we talk a lot about finances, and we really encourage you to keep a closer look on your assets, your finances. I mean, your finances, your wealth supports your family, your whole life, your health, your family, your independence. Everything depends on it. So, you know, take control of it. Learn from the experts, start reading books and learn from it.
And of course, next week, we got an exciting episode. We're gonna have Holly Ann, definitely Holly. She's gonna open your eyes with her interview, and you know, we're just going to be talking about your beliefs, how they can drive your journey for life. Come back here next Friday at 7 p.m. CST. You can watch past episodes at watche360tv.com in the Vitality TV network. And of course, we also love to hear from you, so you can give us your comments on our Facebook page, Chronically Healthy Life. Rewatch this episode on our website, chronicallyhealthylife.com, and of course, our YouTube channel, or email us at anything@chronicallyhealthylife.com. We'll see you next week. When we hear chronically, we tend to think about chronic diseases and pains, but it doesn't have to be. You can be chronically healthy. Having a chronically healthy life means everything to us. Life stands for longevity, independence, family, and environment. And when you have these four things figured out, your life is going to be beautiful.
Our biggest threat to our health is hidden in plain sight. It is in our water. We can't see the poison and the radiation in our waters, but it is hurting us. Our soils are so depleted of nutrients, and when our soils are depleted, so are our foods. Our air is filled with pollution and chemtrails, that there are days when we can't even go out and breathe the air. All these threats that we can't see, we can't hear, and we can't feel, but it is certainly hurting us.
There are more and more unexplained heart attacks, unexplained terminal cancer, unexplained young health adults suddenly dying for no explanation at all. Doctors are baffled. What happens when doctors don't have an answer? What happens if you ask your teacher a question and they don't have an answer for you?
you go find your answer somewhere else.
And that's why we created Chronically Healthy Life. We are here to give you answers on how to keep you healthy and your family healthy. There is so much information, we can't tell you everything during our show, but we can keep you informed through our newsletters.
So go to chronicallyhealthylife.com and sign up for our newsletters. It is free and it is our gift to you. We want you to have a chronically healthy life and we are here to help you get there. So go to chronicallyhealthylife.com and sign up. And when you sign up, you also get a free downloadable book, our book, Gut Matters, to start you on your journey towards optimal health.